Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all for joining me this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to have Sharon to open us up this morning. I've been completely under the weather, so I won't participate in the rotation today. We're going to have Sharon to open us up, and Felicia will close us out. We want to thank those of you that are joining us this morning for this time of prayer. And we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. Sharon, if you can go ahead, and then Felicia, you'll close us out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, this morning. Thank you for allowing us to gather in your name. Thank you for your goodness, your loving kindness, and your mercy towards us. This morning, God, we come asking you to forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness, oh God. We ask, oh God, for every thought, every deed, every intention, God, that may not line up with your will and your way. We ask for forgiveness this morning. We need you to hear our prayer, oh God. And so we come to you boldly, to your throne of grace, asking you for mercy. Have mercy on us, this untoward generation. Have mercy on us, O God, your body of Christ. Have mercy on us, your vessels of honor. God, we pray that we walk in integrity and truth this morning, that we will be a vessel of honor and not a vessel of dishonor, that we will walk in your ways, that we will fulfill your assignments, that we will obey your word, that we will be the people that you are calling for in these last and evil days. We thank you, O God, for you have been great unto us. This morning, we just pause to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness that you've shown towards us, even in the midst of a pandemic, O God, in the midst of this valley experience. You have been good and gracious unto us. You have kept us, O God. You have protected us, O God. You have provided for us, O God. And this morning we say thank you. We thank you, O God. We don't take it for granted that every morning we have an opportunity to wake up and be in our right mind. We thank you. We thank you, O God, for every opportunity that you give us to place our feet on the floor, and we have the activities of our limbs. We thank you, O God, for protecting us, and not one day did we go without food or shelter over us, O God. And so this morning we come to tell you thank you. Thank you, O God, for even those that may have suffered with the COVID-19 die, oh God, we thank you, that recovered. We thank you. We thank you for recovery. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, oh God, for not just COVID, but every illness that we may have endured or our family members may have endured. You are keeping us, and we thank you. We bless your holy and your righteous name this morning, and we say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. God, we just want to give you thanks on this morning. We thank you, O God, for providing for us. We thank you, O God, for even during this COVID and this pandemic where things changed overnight, that God, you are still with us, even in the midst of our homeschooling of our children. God, we thank you for preparing us and providing for us, oh God, for helping us, oh God, sustaining us, keeping us, our mind and our nerves in one accord. We thank you, oh God. We don't take it for granted, and we ask, oh God, that you would be with us in every area, every circumstance, every situation, every experience. God, be with us. We invite you into our life, and we say, take control. We say, God, be the center of our life on this morning. Help us, oh God. Direct us, instruct us,
teach us, oh God. Help us to be what you have called us to be, God. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to see your move, oh God, and help us to submit to your will. God, this morning we are grateful unto you, and we ask, oh God, we call on you right now, asking you, oh God, to be with each and every one that is mourning, and then, God, those that are attached to them, oh God. We pray, oh God, for everything that they may need, if they need healing in their bodies, God, if they need you to regulate their mind, if they need you, oh God, to touch their heart, whatever we need, oh God, we ask that you would be that which we need, for you are the great I am. If we need a healer, we know that you're the doctor in the sick room, oh God. If we need, oh God, you to transform our minds, we know, oh God, that you are a deliverer and a savior, oh God. So God, this morning we're asking you to come down and be with us, and God, address our needs, not just our wants, but God, we are crying out to you for our needs. We need you, oh God. We need you to be the savior. We need you to be a healer. We need you to be the deliverer, oh God, of some of those that are bound by vices, those that are bound by addictions, those, oh God, that are bound by alcoholism. God, we say this morning, be what we need, and we pray in the name of Jesus that your kingdom would come and your will be done. We ask, oh God, that your will, your perfect will, your will, oh God, that may not line up with what we want or what our will may be, God, we say that allow our will to line up with your will, God, but let your will be done in this earth, oh God. We pray that your will be done in the United States of America. We pray, oh God, that your will be in our homes. We pray, oh God, that your will be done in our family members' lives. God, let your kingdom come and your will be done. Not our will, oh God, but your will. We surrender it all, oh God. And this morning we ask that your will, your perfect will, oh God, your will be known in the earth. Your will, oh God, will be known throughout the body of Christ. Your will, oh God. So God, we say, search our heart, and if there's anything in our heart that does not line up with your will, God, we say, take it out so that your will can be done. God, we don't understand some things that may have gone on and what is going on, but we know, oh God, that nothing has taken you by surprise, and we know, oh God, that all power is in your hands. So God, this morning we say that we surrender to your will. Help us, oh God, to understand what your will and your purpose is for us in these days, oh God, where there is hate. It seems like more than there is love in these days, oh God, where there is a pandemic and sickness all over the land. In these days, oh God, where we see certain signs and wonders, oh God, that we have never seen before, we're asking you, oh God, to help us and show us and instruct us and teach us and reveal unto us, oh God, your will and your purpose. For God, we want to be your vessels that walk in your will, oh God. We want to be your vessel, oh God, that upholds your will and your purpose. We want to be vessels, oh God, that do your will according to your word. So God, we ask that you would reveal unto us your will this morning. Help us, oh God, to be submissive to your will. Help us, oh God, to put aside our desires and our will so that we can uphold and we can walk in your will and your purpose. God, we say this morning, not our will, but thy will be done. We say this morning, not our will, but thy will be done. This morning, God, we surrender and say, not our will, but thy will be done, O God, in this earth, in this earthly vessel, O God, in the earth, O God, in our homes, in the government. Let your will and your purpose be done, O God. And we thank you, O God, for it now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We lift up the body of Christ on this morning. And we ask, O God, that you would be with us, every individual, O God, every member of the body of Christ. We ask, O God, that you would stir up the gifts that are inside. Stir up, O God, the gift of knowledge. Stir up the gift, O God, of wisdom. Stir up, O God, the gift that you've given to each and every one of us to go out and tell the dying world that you are the Christ. Stir it up, O God, that we may do what you have assigned us and called us to do. God, we say that you would fine-tune our ears so we can hear your voice. Fine-tune us, O God, so that we can be receptive to your voice and silence the other noise around us. And then, God, we ask that you would touch our heart in every area, O God. Whatever it is that we are lacking, God, we ask that you would fill it. We ask, O God, that you would touch our heart, and if anything is within it that is not like you, God, take it out. We ask, O God, that you would purify our heart, your body of Christ, O God. We lift up the body of Christ unto you this morning. And God, we say, let your will be done. We lift up the body, O God, every member, and we ask, O God, that you would help us to be with the being, that we will walk in our assignments, O God, that we won't be judgmental of each other, that we won't be jealous of each other, that we won't envy each other's gifts, but God, that we will work together as a unit, that we will come together, O God, on one accord, that we will be in one accord and in alignment with each other so that your will can be done on this earth. O God, this morning we are praying. We are praying, O God, that you would speak to those that you have given the voice to preach and to teach your people, O God, to bring them out of Egypt, O God. We are praying this morning that you would touch those, O God, that you have assigned to healing, that God, that they would touch others in their words and God, even in their hands, to heal the brokenness in your people on this earth. We pray, O God, for those that you have assigned to stand in the gap and to intercede, O God, that you would cause their gift to be awakened, O God. And so, God, we are calling for the body of Christ from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that it will get in its divine place on this earth, O God, that we will not die, that we will not, God, walk away from the things that you have placed in our hands, but God, that we will be attentive to the assignment. We will be attentive, O God, to the call, that we will not be distracted by the cares and the pleasures of this world, but God, in this hour, we're asking you, O God, to be with us, to help us, to instruct us, to wake us up if we're sleeping, O God, that you would give us the power to be who you have called us to be in this last hour, that we will focus ourselves on your will, O God, that our eyes will be attentive to what you are doing in this hour, and our ears, O God, will be fine-tuned to your voice. We are praying, O God, for the body of Christ. If we're out of order, God, we ask that you would get us in order, O God, that, God, if we have walked away, God, that you would draw us back. If we have become weak, O God, that you would strengthen us, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus for the body of Christ. We pray, oh God, for those that have gotten distracted with their own pleasures and their own will, oh God. We're asking you to draw them back, God, not to be deceived by the enemy. But God, we ask that you will put your hedge of protection around the body of Christ in this last hour, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would wake us up, that you would strengthen us, that you would empower us to be, God, who you have called us to be, oh God, that we will put you first in our life, oh God, that we will make room for you, God, during this time of preparation, during this time when you are calling us and you're giving us, oh God, opportunity to focus on you, oh God, that you have silence the other things in the world, and yet, God, we desire to go back to that and not seek you. So, God, this morning we are calling on you, asking you to help us. Help us, oh God, to be what you want us to be. Help us, oh God, to get the things that are wrong right. Help us, oh God, to fine-tune our ear to hear you. Help us, oh God, to study your word. Help us, oh God, to teach and to preach the gospel, your body of Christ. Help us, oh God, during this hour to be, God, what you have called us to be. Don't leave us unto our own selves, God. We want you and we need you, oh God. We want you, God, and we need you, oh God. We want you and we need you in this hour, oh God. And so we ask that you would be with us, oh God, that you would hear our cry, that you would see about your body of Christ, that you would deliver us, oh God, that you would renew us and restore us back to what we are called to be, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to get in our rightful divine place. Oh God, we don't just want to be in place, but we want to be in our divine place, oh God. So we are calling on you this morning. Help us, oh God, to be the body that you have created and you called us to be. Help us, oh God, every member to get in its place. Help us, oh God, to be our brother's keeper. Help us, oh God, to stand in the gap for each other. Help us, oh God, to love each other according to your word and your will. Help us, oh God, for you said in your word that the world will know us by the love that we show towards each other. So, God, we need you to help us. Help us to love each other, oh God, as you have loved us. Help us to be forgiven towards each other. Help us, oh God, to love and to teach and to help each other. Oh God, help us not to judge each other. But God, help us to stand up, oh God, in the power of the Holy Ghost and to love each other even when we're not lovable. God, we need you like never before. We ask, oh God, that you would be with your body of Christ on this morning, that you would visit us individually, oh God, and then visit us collectively, that you would cause us, oh God, to rise up as the sleeping from asleep, oh God, and be the giant in this land, that God, we will speak the truth, that we will call those things that are not as though they were, that we will do the you have assigned to our hands. Oh God, this morning we are calling on you because we need you as the body of Christ. We need you, oh God, to visit us. We need you to help us, oh God. We need your hand, oh God, in this hour. We need your direction. And God, we need your protection. We need you, oh God, to be with us and we need you to be with our family members. We're calling on those, oh God, out of the pit of hell. We're calling on the souls, oh God, that have turned away. We're calling, oh God, and we're calling them out of the places and where they are, and we call them, oh God, into the place of holiness and righteousness. We ask, oh God, that you would turn, oh God, their heart from unrighteousness to righteousness, that you would turn their heart unto you, oh God, that they would seek you in this hour and during this time. Oh God, we praying that you would rebuke the spirit of anger and bitterness, oh God, the spirit, oh God, that has come to keep our people in slavery and in bondage. We ask, oh God, this morning that you would break the chains, oh God, of those that are confused, that do not know the real and true and living God. Break the chains, oh God, of religion. Break the chains, oh God, of those that are bowing to other false gods. God, this morning we are calling on you to break the chains of those, oh God, that are bound by addictions. Break the chains, oh God, those that are angry and bound by violence. Oh God, this morning we are calling on you to break the chains of those, oh God, that have walked away from the faith. Break, oh God, the chain this morning and help them, oh God, to find their way back to the cross. God, we are praying this morning for those that never knew you, that they will come to know you. We ask, oh God, for those that knew you and walked away, that they will come back, draw their soul back to you, oh God. You said in your word that you wish that none would perish, but all will come unto the knowledge of truth. So God, we say, cause your truth to penetrate this earth. Oh God, let your truth be heard and let it be felt and let it be received, even in the White House. Let your truth, oh God, go to the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. Let your truth, oh God, be heard and received. Let our children, oh God, hear the truth and surrender their souls unto you. Oh God, this morning we are calling on you. We need you, oh God, to let the truth, oh God, penetrate the earth, oh God, and so, God, that no soul will be lost, that those, oh God, that don't know you will come to know you, that they will surrender their soul and their mind unto you, oh God, that those, oh God, that were religious, God, they will come to have a relationship with you. We're praying, oh God, this morning for the souls of man, that God, you would deliver and save, that you would heal, oh God, and renew and restore. God, we believe it to be so. We thank you, oh God, in advance. We give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you for every family member of ours, oh God, that's on this line, and every friend, oh God, every neighbor. We thank you, oh God, that there will be an opportunity for them to come to know you, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would reveal the truth unto them, and then they will accept your truth. In Jesus' name, we believe it to be so, and we thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, we just glorify you this morning, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for this time of gathering, God, for this time of intercession, oh God. God, you said in your word, when two or three are gathered, you are in the midst, God. And we thank you for being in the midst of this prayer this morning, oh God. God, we just come magnifying you, glorifying you, lifting you up this morning, oh God, for who you are in our lives, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just glorify you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are our way maker, God. Hallelujah. You are our bright and morning star, God, and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are, oh, God, our help, God. You are our strength, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are our shield and our buckler, oh, God. And, God, we don't take, oh, God, your love and kindness for granted this morning, oh, God. But we are a grateful people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are grateful to you this morning, oh, God, for how you've kept watch over us, oh, God, all throughout the night, oh, God, all throughout, my God, the week, hallelujah, to bring us back here together one more time, God. Oh, God, and for this we say thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, you kept us in our right frame of mind, hallelujah. Oh, God, and for this, oh, God, we give your name the glory and the honor, hallelujah. Oh, God, our hearts this morning, oh, God, are turned towards you this morning, hallelujah. Oh, God, our hearts this morning, oh, God, are joyous, oh, God, that you are inclining your ear, oh, God, to our prayers, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you this morning, oh, God, oh, God, for your divine protection over our lives, oh, God, oh, God, you kept watch over us, my God, in the name of Jesus, all throughout the week, hallelujah, God, not only all throughout the week, but all throughout the year, my God, hallelujah, God, you've been good to us, hallelujah, oh, God, you kept us, oh, God, from danger seen and unseen. My God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you kept us, oh God, from the weapons that were formed against us, oh God, God, you kept us, oh God, in the midst of, my God, the calamity, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and for this, God, we are a grateful people, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we come to you today, oh, God, just lifting up, oh, God, oh, God, the United States of America, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray and ask, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you raise up, my God, in the name of Jesus. Those, God, godly voices, my God, in the name of Jesus, that will speak, oh, God, your word, hallelujah. God, those that will speak your word, God, hallelujah, to the government officials, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for the protection of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, those, my God, in the name of Jesus, that will fight for those, my God, hallelujah, that have been done injustice, oh, God. Oh, God, those that have had injustice done against them, oh, God. God, I pray and ask, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you be their lawyer, God. God, that you be the avenger, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, stand up for those, my God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that have been mistreated, God. Those, my God, in the name of Jesus, they have been done wrong, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I pray a special prayer, God, for the children, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, be a hedge of protection over our children, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it seems like the children, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, be a hedge of protection all around them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against right now, oh, God, a murderous spirit, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, against our children, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask right now, oh, God, that you be a hedge of protection over our children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cover them in your blood, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cover the children, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, God, we pray, oh, God, for the parents, God, that have lost children to violence, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray and ask that you comfort them, oh, God. Those that are mourning this morning, oh, God, God, be a comforter to them, oh, God.
Oh, God, give them peace, God, right where they are, God. Don't allow their grief, God, to overtake them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I pray right now, oh, God, for those, God, hallelujah, that are dealing this morning with sick loved ones, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen them where they may be weak, oh, God. God, strengthen them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where they may be tired, oh, God. Oh, God, help them to trust you all the more, oh, God. God, begin to stir up their faith in you, oh, God. God, help them to trust you all the more, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help them, oh, God, to put their faith and their trust in you, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help them to know, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are, oh, God, everything that you need them to be, oh, God, during this time, oh God. Oh God, that you are, oh God. Oh God, their healer, God, that you are their protector, oh God. Oh God, that you are their way, God, when there seems to be no way, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, help them to trust you, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, help them, oh God, to be grounded in you, oh God, to be rooted in you, oh God. Help them to have their faith, oh God, be rooted in you, oh God, so they will not be shaken, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray right now, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for every minister leader, oh God. Oh God, every minister leader right now, oh God. God, we pray and ask, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you put a hedge of protection all around them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, cover them right now, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, protect them from every wiles of the enemy, God. Every demonic attack, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, anoint them afresh, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run in, and they are safe. God, I pray and ask right now, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you protect my God. Every, my God, hallelujah, every pastor, my God. Oh, God, every bishop, my God, every leader, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, protect them in your blood, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, cause them to rise up, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and speak what it is you would have them to say, oh, God, with holy boldness, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help them to declare your word, my God, in and out of season, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help them to trust you all the more during this season, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray and ask right now, oh, God, that you protect them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, protect their minds, oh, God, their emotions, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, their callings, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, help them to stay, my God, in the center of your perfect will for their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let them go to the left or to the right, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help them to declare your word, my God, in and out of season, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray right now, oh, God, for those that may be weak, my God. Oh, God, that you strengthen them, oh, God. Strengthen them, my God, in the name of Jesus. During this season, oh, God, where there may be lack, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're standing on your word, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you own a thousand, cattle on a thousand hills, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, oh, God, for providing, God, everything that they need, oh, God. God, let there be no lack, oh, God, in the body, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, meet every need, my God. Oh, God, during this season, oh, God. Oh, God, for the ecclesia, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, meet every need, every financial need, God, meet the need, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, meet every need, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I pray right now, oh, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, for every leader, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you strengthen them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, help them to cast every care upon you, God, for you care for them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and I pray right now, oh, God, even as they prepare for tomorrow, God, oh, God, to feed your sheep, my God, in the name of Jesus, that it will be well with them, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray right now, oh, God, and ask, oh, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you give them a word, my God, oh, God, a word of life, my God, a word of encouragement, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and as they pour out to your people, oh, God, restore the virtue back to them, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I pray right now, oh, God, and ask, oh, God, that you continue to heal and deliver, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, those that have lost their way, oh, God. Oh, God, you're married to the backside of God. But we call them, God, back into the kingdom, oh, God, for such a time as this, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to do your will, oh, God. God, to build your kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we call forth, oh, God, those loved ones, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that are coming, oh, God. We call them forth, oh, God, into the kingdom, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, our children, oh, God. For you said the promise was unto our children and their children and those that are far off. Oh, God, we call them into the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray right now, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for this epidemic, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray and ask, oh, God, that you anoint the scientists afresh, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, anoint them, oh, God. Raise up godly men and women of science, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to find, my God, an antidote, my God, in the name of Jesus, to help your people, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we come against the spirit of fear, oh, God, that this has caused to run rapid throughout the land, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, oh, God, but love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I decree and declare a sound mind, oh, God, over your people, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I decree and declare a sound mind, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I thank you today, oh, God, that you continue to unify the body of Christ as one, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to do your will, oh, God, to build your kingdom, oh, God, to uplift one another, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now and ask, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you put your hand, oh, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, upon your people, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and turn, oh, God, their hearts back to you, oh, God. Oh, God, back to their first love, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against the spirit of jealousy, oh, God, of envy, oh, God, in the body, oh, God. God, help us to love one another, oh, God. Oh, God, as you commanded us to, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you today, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for it is you that has made us, God, and not ourselves, oh, God. So everything that we have, oh, God, everything that we are, oh, God, is because of you, oh, God. Hallelujah. And, God, we thank you this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you have not left us or forsaken us, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you have been, oh, God, our protector, oh, God. Hallelujah. God, you've been our shield and our buckler, oh, God, during this time, oh, God. And for this, oh, God, we give your name the glory and the honor, oh, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Thank you so much for joining us on the line. And we will meet you all back here on next Saturday at 9 a.m. Go in peace. Amen.